For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners. Can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt. No extra bills. Just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854, 888-780-6854, or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Besyana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Earth Day, it's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy. Hope, TJ, intern Joe here. Are you guys going to be with us after we get off the air today to do some cleaning? I think, TJ, you're heading out because you got a doctor's appointment.
Mama J.
And Hope and I, and Joe, are you staying?
Unfortunately, I have class.
You got class.
So unfortunately,
we're going to, yeah, did you hear that? We're going to hear stories tomorrow about our cleanup adventures here at High Falls, because there's always something funny that happens. Literally, the whole building is going to be outside in this neighborhood that we're in, just cleaning up. Mm-hmm. And there's not a lot of people down here, so it's crazy that it gets as messy as it does. But there's a couple of green areas that we are going to go back and weed and plant. And years past, we've dug up bushes and moved things and split plants that I didn't know you could split and replanted them. And
yeah, last year I had to get all the stuff out of that grate there.
Oh, the little river thing that rolls through here.
I don't know what it is. I was like, what is this grate and why is all this stuff in it? But yeah, we cleaned that out.
Earth Day, this started back, I think, in the 70s, mid-70s, somewhere around there. It's been around for a while. Where, you know, every year people go out and they do things for the earth. And they did a survey getting ready for Earth Day this year. And they asked about people's eco guilt. Do you ever feel guilty about something? For instance, they broke down the numbers about once a week, the average American, 31% say they feel guilty about wasting food.
I always feel guilty. Always feel guilty about wasting food. It's so frustrating. We were feeding my dog leftover ham from Easter, and I'm like cutting it out because there is like some fatty parts, and I was like, I don't really think you should be eating that. And I felt bad about throwing that out. But it was like brown, and I was like, I don't think throwing it away
because I'm cheap, and I'm like, hey, right. Somebody could have, that could have been another meal. And it just ends up getting tossed sometimes. 29% feel guilty about trashing items that could have been recycled.
Yeah, that's a big one with me.
Here's my frustration with all of that. I hear stories about the recycling plants not really recycling stuff, which they do recycle most of it, but not all of it. Mm-hmm. And I spend a lot of time sorting the stuff. I'm the only one in my house that sorts it. So we have the little bin. Mm-hmm. And for a while, I think we have a new company in the town that I live in. But for a while, I used to watch the garbage men pick up my garbage, toss it in the back, pick up the recycling bin, toss it into the same part in the back. And that used to drive me absolutely crazy.
Yeah, because your intentions were good, whether the result was
on somebody else if it doesn't get to where it needs to go.
Correct.
27% feel guilty about leaving the TV on when they're not watching it. Again, it bothers me because I'm paying for that.
Yeah.
turn off the TV. There's a TVs in every room of the house, and they always seem to be on with ghosts watching them.
So if it didn't cost money, but you knew it was expending energy, it wouldn't bother you.
We have this thing called the dam right up there at Niagara Falls that provides a whole bunch of our energy. So no, it wouldn't bother me.
Unless RG&E were sending you a bill.
If I could put a windmill in my backyard, harness that, then leave the TV on.
Mm-hmm.
If it's clean energy.
That's where I'm at. Don't give me those Google eyes.
Oh, here she goes again. You are setting her off.
Banana peels and windmills. That's what we're yelling about today. Never know what you're going to catch a kid watching over on the YouTube. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. TJ, what did you walk in on the other day?
So he's 13, and I guess they don't know what they don't know, right? So they're going to learn it from YouTube. He's watching a video of his favorite YouTubers watching a Kmart old sexual harassment training video from like the late 80s, early 90s. And he had his headphones on, so I didn't hear much. And then he unplugged the headphones and he turned to me and he was like, "Mom, did Kmart have a big problem with like a lot of sexual harassment?" And I was like, "No, this isn't just Kmart. It wasn't just Kmart. Honey, all of us have to be trained for sexual harassment.
We watch these videos every year."
And he goes, yeah, "There's no way." This is what my 13-year-old son said. This is watching these old videos through 2024 eyes. "No way people actually talked to each other like this." And I go, "Yeah, it did." I have a little bit of audio from that training video. I had to go looking for it. Yeah, of course.
So, you think it was a good plan?
Yeah, as I said, I was quite impressed.
Good. I was hoping you would be.
I think we all were.
Well, I mean you in particular.
What do you mean?
Well, you don't think I'd offer that kind of plan for anybody, do you? You're special, Jen. I think we should start talking about putting a plan together just for the two of us, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so
people absolutely talked that way.
He goes, "No, like this is just," and I go, "No, it was a thing. That's why it's now the law." And he goes, "Legally, you have to watch these." I go, "Yeah, every year, mommy has to watch it at work. I have to be trained and then take a test. Every year, daddy has to go."
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
To a hotel banquet room with all of his employees, and they have to watch and be trained every single year because that's how big of a problem it was. And it just like, it was like blew his mind. It's like that little, like where the head blows up.
Mm.
That's how he was like, there's no way anyone talked to people like that.
And Joe, you said not every job you've been at has this.
Right. So I've had like 9 or 10 jobs at this point. Here at Odyssey, and then at the YMCA. Those are the only two that I've ever had to take.
And these are big companies.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The other ones were like local companies mostly. But
I think, yeah. That's the difference.
Never had sexual harassment training until those two places. I had two for school because I was a student athlete, and that's required for that.
It is?
Yeah.
Like in high school?
No. College? Yeah.
If you are a college athlete, you are required to take sexual harassment, huh?
Yes.
Training.
Training.
Interesting. I didn't know that either.
It's just because they don't want anyone, and you have to do it for drug safety and alcohol awareness stuff to like that too, because they want people that are representing the college to, you know, at least know, hey, maybe don't do these things when you're representing us.
Yeah, it's to me, it was interesting to see through my 13-year-old son's eyes how crazy, you know what I mean?
How crazy the world really is.
I mean, we used to have to be taught, don't do this. Well, what do you mean? It's the way we've always done it. And so to try to explain to him, we have come far, because if it was so foreign to him, that's good news for us, I think.
You guys ever see a study or a survey and you go, that seems like an extreme number? It's a Be Morning Coffee Club. I'm Billy, TJ Hope, intern Joe is here. This thing from the Texas A&M, it's a study, found 99% of dogs in the United States have behavioral problems.
So?
Could we not just say that's a dog being a dog?
I will say that, yes.
So
what does behavioral problem mean?
So they collected data from 43,000 dogs, various breeds, ages, sizes. So it's across the spectrum. They were analyzed based on stuff like aggression, separation and attachment issues, fear and anxiety, and pooping and peeing inside.
Hmm.
Almost all of those things is a dog being a dog.
Sounds like dog stuff. Yeah. And it's of course they can be naughty, but then they look at you and you're like, I love you so much.
Did you say your dog was medicated for something, Hope?
Yeah, he's on Prozac. He's got a little bit of separation anxiety. He's been much more enjoyable since we figured out that he may need a prescription. So he's a lot calmer. It's definitely helped with his anxiety, because when we first got him, he would like wake up from a nap and be freaking out. And it was almost like he had fallen asleep and missed out on time with us and thought we were going to be leaving because he just woke up. That's the only way that, like, he was more anxious when we were there.
Yeah.
Like in anticipation that we were going to leave.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
I still think they're just animals being animals. Like, we have two cats, and I am convinced, by the way, that the new kitty that we just got, that we just adopted, is deaf. You can walk up behind that cat and go and make the loudest noise you want. That cat does not flinch at all. And I know a lot of cats will just look at you like, I don't need you, because that's kind of how they are.
Mm-hmm.
They also flinch when you make loud noises.
That's true.
Well, or selective hearing. It just has chosen to ignore
you. See, that's what my wife thinks. But here's where that argument falls apart for me. Again, new kitty, we've only had her for maybe 2 months. And I think when she thinks we're all gone, she'll be downstairs. All of a sudden you hear the meow. Somebody pay attention to me. Where are you? And I'll be like, Roxy, I'm up here. Come here. And she will cry until I physically walk into the room and she sees me. And then she stops
maybe
doing
she is.
It. So I think maybe she is.
Have you tried shake it? Well, I know this works for dogs. Like when
with the treats.
Whole selective hearing, I shake the food bag and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, now you can hear me. Okay.
I'm doing that when I get home today.
We've been doing that. Duke's gotten out a couple of times, out of his harness, not even because we don't have him physically attached to us.
And dog's Houdini of the harness.
Yes. Getting out of, he's an escape artist. But everyone's like, oh, are you running around with treats? Does not care.
He's not motivated by food?
Not motivated
that's rough.
By food. So that's, we have to ask if he wants to go for a ride and then chase him into the car. And then my mom made a good point that we better start taking him for rides when we say that, so that he doesn't learn that when he gets out of his harness and we say, do you want to go for a ride, that we don't take him for one, because then he might stop getting in the car.
Correct.
When he runs away.
Yeah.
They really are smarter than we are, aren't they?
It's their world. We're just living in it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.